In a world obsessed with innovation, we've forgotten a fundamental truth. Ideas are worthless without execution. Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration, as Thomas Edison famously declared. This insight forms the foundation of Make Your Mark, a revolutionary playbook for the modern creative entrepreneur. Unlike traditional business guides, this collection taps into the wisdom of 21 leading experts who have transformed small startups into billion-dollar businesses with remarkable speed. The principles within have shaped companies from Airbnb to Warby Parker, proving that purpose-driven businesses focused on craftsmanship and meaningful change consistently outperform those fixated solely on profit. These organizations operate on what might be called a responsive OS. They're lean, learning machines with an intense bias toward action. They experiment constantly through rapid prototyping, obsess over culture, eliminate friction in decision-making, build with their communities, embrace uncertainty, and most importantly, are driven by purpose beyond profit. The most successful businesses aren't driven by profits or products. They're guided by purpose. They solve real problems, meet pressing needs, and change the world. This purpose-driven approach creates resilience during difficult times and inspires passionate advocacy from employees and customers. To discover your purpose, consider, how will the world improve because of you? What are your unique gifts? When have you been at your best? Who must you fearlessly become? Organizations should similarly ask what the world hungers for, what unique talents they possess, who they've timelessly been, and who they must become. Casey Cheyenne aligned his personal purpose with Patagonia's environmental mission, spurring sustainability innovations and growth. Maya Lin's commitment to artistic integrity enables her to decline misaligned opportunities. We've become obsessed with innovation while forgetting why new ideas matter. The best entrepreneurs aren't just seeking freedom from day jobs, they're driven by fixing something broken. This obsession powers them through years of doubt and sacrifice. Meaningful innovation begins with identifying real problems, from world hunger to finding flattering swimwear. The why test is crucial for fireproofing your idea. Keep asking why until you reach the core human need. This helps you move beyond functional descriptions to emotional solutions that resonate with people. Focusing on the problem ensures you create something that truly matters. Consumers need just one thing done exceptionally well from your brand. Many brands fail by trying to excel at too many things rather than perfecting one. The best brands build through a single stellar product. Ralph Lauren, Tie, Diane von Furstenberg, Wrap Dress, Google, Search Box, and Warby Parker, Glasses all started this way. You must earn the right to create product number two by making product one extraordinary. At Bonobos, Andy Dunn and Brian Spalley focused exclusively on perfecting men's pants, selling at trunk shows and collecting payment directly. With 90% of try-on customers purchasing and 25% buying multiple pairs, they validated their product before seeking investors, expanding only after reaching $1 million in revenue. Great product creators are stewards of user experience, requiring deep empathy for customer needs. First, maintain simplicity. Products often gain an edge through initial simplicity before becoming bloated. Second, help customers survive the first 15 seconds. Behance increased conversions by removing a lengthy field selection during signup. Third, create an effective hook that appeals to short-term interests while connecting to long-term value. Finally, remember users don't follow directions, they explore, making default settings and initial experiences crucial since most never customize or explore advanced features. Building a loyal community comes from cultivating relationships over time, not viral posts. Chris Guillebeau proved this by raising $22,000 in one day for Ethiopian Clean Water and generating $100,000 in product sales from his small, engaged audience. To build your own allies, create remarkable work that gives people something to believe in. Then serve them daily by asking, "What am I making?" and "Whom am I helping?" Make strategic giving your marketing plan, share expertise freely, distribute paid content across channels, and be genuinely helpful. Don't treat customers like statistics. Successful companies like Amazon, Airbnb, and Charles Schwab prioritize customer service, addressing real pain points rather than focusing solely on profit. Being human isn't just good policy, it's more fulfilling. Warby Parker co-founder Neil Blumenthal emphasizes that authentic relationships require transparency because people have sensitive BS detectors. When mistakes happen, admit them, apologize, and fix the problem. The social web has transformed brand dynamics. It's not your brand, it's our brand. In today's innovation economy, true leadership means helping others excel rather than commanding them. Leaders provide agency and information that empowers team members to take ownership. David Marquette demonstrated this as captain of the USS Santa Fe. After a near catastrophe, he implemented distributed leadership, training officers to use "I intend to" statements that included their planned actions and reasoning. Within a year, the ship transformed from the fleet's worst performer to its best. Buffer exemplifies transparency by sharing salaries, equity details, emails, and metrics publicly. This openness builds trust, eliminates politics, provides context for innovation, humanizes the business, ensures fairness, and generates valuable feedback. John Mata addresses technical experts' transition to leadership by reframing it through craftsmanship, suggesting that building relationships and developing teams requires the same meticulous attention as creating physical products. Seth Godin challenges our notion of readiness, arguing that we're never truly ready for significant innovations. Instagram launched without a revenue model, telephones had no initial network, and the Wright brothers flew before airports existed. Godin distinguishes between preparation and readiness. Preparation means acquiring skills and resources, while being ready is an emotional choice to launch despite uncertainty. Perfectionism often masks our fear of failure or criticism. Every idea that matters hits the market too soon, Godin asserts. While seeking complete readiness, we hide potentially world-changing ideas from those who need them. The most successful creative entrepreneurs aren't those with perfect preparation. They're the ones with courage to execute imperfectly, learn from real-world feedback, and persist through challenges. They understand that purpose drives impact, singular focus creates breakthrough products, and authentic relationships build loyal communities. Jane Nee Dulchantik discovered Sugru's purpose accidentally while creating a silicone mixture with surprising bounce. What sustained her through 3 years of development was user testing, sending samples to 150 people who provided feedback and photos of their fixes. This engagement functioned like time travel, revealing how people would actually use her product. Meaningful impact comes from consistent execution guided by clear purpose and the courage to begin before everything is perfect. Success isn't about waiting for ideal conditions, but starting with available resources, bringing ideas to life through the crucial 99%, the perspiration of daily execution and refinement. When personal and organizational purpose align, they create extraordinary momentum. Paradoxically, even two great items makes it harder for customers to know what job to hire you for. Start with one perfect product, solving a real problem, and growth opportunities will follow naturally.